What is up, everyone? Welcome to Beyond the Scoreboard. I'm your host, Big E. I'm super excited to have you here for our second episode. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, hop on over to YouTube. Beyond the Scoreboard has its own page and our first video podcast. That is right. Here in the studio, I have a couple friends with me. We have a very special episode for you today. We're going to be doing a team-by-team, in-the-moment mock draft of the first round. Mock draft is super something I always love to do. It's like one of my biggest parts of one of my favorite parts of sports. Absolutely. I love it to death. I sit there and just watch film for hours, even though it wastes my life away. But yeah, we're super excited. It's going to be in the moment. It's going to be Wesley on your right selecting first, Clay selecting second to his left, and then you have myself selecting third and Ryan selecting fourth. And it's just going to go Wesley fifth, Clay sixth, so on and so forth. You get the idea. But once again, thank you for joining us back. And without further ado, with a first overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears and Mr. Wesley, you are on the clock.
We're on the clock. After months of deliberation, I need all 10 minutes for this one. This one's pretty simple. The Bears, they need a quarterback.
This is true.
So with the first overall pick, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC.
The shock of the draft, obviously.
Yeah. And
I was not expecting that.
They traded up for the pick. They obviously traded Justin Fields away. It's just written. They're going to get Caleb Williams. It's pretty obvious.
I think if I was a betting man, that's what I put my life savings on. Caleb is, you can talk all you want about his off-the-field issues.
His dress wearing.
His apparel, his lip gloss, his nails, whatever. Say whatever you want about him off the field. On the field, he is the closest thing we've seen in arm talent to Patrick Mahomes. Like, I mean, that's the truth. Like, he struggles a little bit under pressure, but in terms of arm talent, we have seen no one closer to Patrick Mahomes than Caleb Williams. He's really a boomer bust type thing. We really don't know. But so, second overall, the Washington Commanders, McClay.
So, for the second overall pick, the Washington Commanders, they're interviewing a lot of quarterbacks, so like they've been interviewing Drake May, interviewing obviously not Caleb Williams because he's probably going to Chicago, interviewing Jaden Daniels, JJ McCarthy's been in the building, but second overall pick, I have him going with Drake May at UNC.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that.
I think he's a pro ready quarterback right now. Washington has spent a lot in free agency building around a quarterback, hopefully. So, Drake May.
Washington, they had a huge haul in the offseason. Didn't spend a lot of money, per se, but, like, got a lot of guys. Not a lot of stars. They added Eckler, like, three players from the Cowboys since
Dan Quinn's
now the head coach.
Stole all the Cowboys free agents.
I think, like pocket, like, the way he plays in the pocket, he really reminds me of, like, a Matthew Stafford-type player. Like, he's just very accurate, very, like, has a deep arm. And then he's the running capability of Josh Allen. I mean, it's incredible what he can do with his legs.
100%.
I've seen a lot of rumors about Jaden Daniels going too, but I like you mixing up, going with Drake May. Third overall, I have the Patriots. And I really don't know what I'm going to do here because they need a quarterback. You don't want Bailey Zappi running the show.
Why not? What's wrong with Bailey Zappi?
Bailey Zappi is what's wrong with Bailey Zappi.
And they shipped off Mac Jones, too.
Mac Jones is back home in Jacksonville. Good for him. He's going to now be a career backup. New England, I've thought about trading here.
You stick with your guns here.
What I think I am going to do, I think they can trade down because the Cardinals aren't going to take a quarterback. The Chargers aren't going to take a quarterback. But there are guys who desperately need a quarterback along with the Patriots. So I think I'm going to trade down from 3 to 11. The Minnesota Vikings are now on the clock. They're going to trade the 11th overall pick and the 23rd overall pick for the 3rd overall pick. And everything I've been seeing so far has been they love that guy from Michigan. J.J. McCarthy. What do I think about him? He is not a first-round talent at all. But this is a what do we think the team is going to do mock draft. Not a what we would do. This is what we think the team is going to do. So trading up to 3rd overall, we have the Minnesota Vikings, and they're going to select the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, my quarterback, Jaden Daniels from LSU. He is unbelievably, like, explosive. He's a game changer. He's still very raw. Like we understand that. There's a lot of parts of his game that he has to develop. But he has so many characteristics that are just, you can't coach what he has. I mean, you can't. Like, some of his traits are, you can work for years and never obtain that. What he can do with his legs, what, like, the places he can put the ball on the sideline. Like, it's unbelievable. So, Jaden Daniels leading the charge in Minnesota. He's going to go from the Bayou to one of the coldest stadiums in the league.
Well, they got a dome, yeah. So.
So the Patriots fine. Doing Patriots things and trading down to not Patriots only the 11th Patriots pick, things. But also the 23rd overall pick.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, Gerard Mayo is the new head coach. Longtime Belichick is finally in his rocking chair in the retirement home. forced to retire because nobody signed him. Nobody wanted him. But, I mean, the general manager is not a huge fan of J.J. McCarthy. I thought they would go J.J. McCarthy here, but I think they're going to go Jaden Daniels. I think that's what they're going to do.
Sounds good.
Three quarterbacks in the first three rounds.
First three picks.
All right. And that means
Arizona.
And Mr. Ryan over here.
All right. Well, we got the Arizona Cardinals with the fourth pick here. And I think as the Arizona Cardinals, of course, they're not going to be dumb. They're not going to overthink it. They're going to probably draft the best player in this draft, and they're going to go with Marvin Harrison Jr. And they're going to get Kyler Murray a weapon that he really, really needs. And, of course, they got Hollywood Brown in the offseason, which he left. But then, so they don't have anybody on the outside. So they really need a receiver to help out Kyler if they want anything for their offense to go the right way. So Marv Harrison is the no-doubt pick when it comes
Maserati
to
Maserati Marv. I mean, he's the best wide receiver prospect, I think, since, like, Calvin Johnson, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely argue that.
Keyshawn Johnson, first overall in 08 or 09. Like, he's just has traits. And, like, some people have even put Malik Nabers over him in the big board. As an LSU fan, I don't think that's Maserati Marv is just
– he's him.
Day one, all pro. Like he's automatically a top 10 wide receiver the day he gets drafted. I mean, his only weakness is sometimes he'll drop the ball. That's it. He route running speed, ability to go up and get the ball. Everything. He has no weaknesses. He has a couple focus drops last year. That's it.
Yeah. He also wears an Apple Watch during games.
He also wears an Apple Watch during games. Do you think they have insurance on that? Like if a player like breaks his finger trying to tackle him on the Apple Watch, like.
Maybe.
Does Apple have to pay for it?
I have no idea. I think somebody bought like I think it's on Marvin. Necklace one time.
He's got the NIL to cover it.
You put a sorry receiver like Crabtree on me, and this is what you get. Yeah. All right. Chargers. We're back to Wesley.
The Los Angeles Chargers. This one I thought about trading, but with the Vikings moving up to the third pick, that's one of the candidates that would probably move up. And take that spot. So I think just like the lack of competition, the Chargers are going to keep with what they have, and they're going to keep their pick. And they need help offensively. The wide receiver core
is nothing. Not very good. That's exactly right.
Not very good.
We talk about Clinton Johnson's the future.
they're kind of put in a box with the Cardinals probably picking a wide receiver. This pick just kind of comes down to who the Cardinals don't get, kind of like with the Texans last year, where they got C.J. Stroud because Bryce Young was taken. It worked out for them, so it might work out for the Chargers. So with the fifth overall pick, the Los Angeles Chargers select Malik Nabers from LSU.
Okay.
Nabers, another guy who nearly has no weaknesses. Like, he can play anywhere on the field. He's 6'1", so he can go into the slot. And even though he's 6'1", he goes up and mosses everybody on deep balls. And yeah, he played with the Heisman, but maybe like he got robbed for the Blitnikoff. He put up better stats than Marv. I will stand by that till I die.
LSU bias.
LSU had a lot of offense.
But like, I mean, he's intangibles, skill. You can't teach some of the stuff he's got. Like, it's incredible, his skill level. And That's a wide receiver one to replace Keenan Allen. So, and I thought about asking you if the Patriots wanted to move down to five. Because Chargers, if they wanted any shot at Marv, it was going to be trading up to three.
Yeah.
But
I think they're fine with just, like, taking who they get. I mean,
that's valid.
There's nothing wrong with Malik Nabers. It's just Marvin Harrison.
It's just that good.
It's really 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
Like, if Marvin Harrison didn't exist, we would be talking about Malik Nabers the way we were talking about Marv.
Yeah.
Like, he is the guy in the draft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Moving on to the sixth pick, the New York Giants. Clay, me and Clay are Cowboys fans, so this is a division rival that we're picking for.
Yes, yes. So I thought about earlier about New York Giants possibly trading up. There is rumors as of right now about them, if they're going to keep Daniel Jones, if they're going to trade up, if they're going to go get another quarterback. I have them staying at six, and I have them picking a wide receiver. I have them going with Rome Odunze out of Washington.
Mm-hmm. Valid.
Three wide receivers straight off the board, just like that.
Three quarterbacks, yeesh. Three wide receivers. This wasn't rehearsed, folks. Odunze is, I really, really, really like him. He is the least of the second tier. Like, you have Nabers and Marv, like, tier one. And Odunze is, like, he has tier one talent.
He's right there.
But of the tier two guys, I would say, because I don't think he's on the same level as Nabers and Marv, he's the least scheme dependent. You can throw him on any team right now, and immediately he has skill. Like, he's going to make an impact. He's going to contend for wide receiver one in camp. Like,
yeah.
And he will be a wide receiver one day.
Maybe Daniel Jones can get him the football. That's a questionable statement.
I mean, the Giants haven't had a number one receiver in a long time. I think this is one they get right here.
Sterling Shepard, bro?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, bro? Kenny Galladay went
crazy.
Like 18 weeks without catching the touchdown. Titans, everyone's favorite Tennessee Titans, the smallest market team, the least flashy team. Addressed quarterback last year, got Will Levis in the second round. He didn't look awful.
He had his time. Had a great day.
He did throw four touchdowns against the Falcons.
He kind of went crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
And they blew that game against. No, the Dolphins blew the game against him.
Yeah.
He's shown flashes.
He does put mayonnaise in his coffee.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Bench him.
Keep an eye on him.
Cut him
at all times.
And also eats the banana with the banana peel on.
I can't trust that.
Okay. So we're not going to draft quarterback now. but I think Tennessee, they're the least flashy team. No one talks about them. And they're going to make a really not flashy pick. And we're going with Joe Alt, the tight end, off the tackle. Out
he could play tight end.
Notre Dame. Joe Alt is 6'9", 340 pounds.
That's a big tight end.
He is an absolute monster. Like, he's already Tyron Smith. Like he is day one. It's not like he's going to contend for the left tackle spot or maybe he'll start in right tackle. He is the nastiest big dude in this draft, hands down. And Notre Dame is O-line U. I mean, We've seen Zach Martin. We've seen Mike McGlinchey. We've seen
Quentin Nelson.
Number of guys come out of there, and Joe Alt is just the next guy. They're spitting him out like a vending machine. I mean, Alt is crazy.
Tyron Smith hasn't played a full season since 2015. So
Tyron Smith is broke.
He's a good starter, but
where's he at now?
Jets. Cowboys couldn't even re-sign him, bro.
Don't remind me. All right, so Titans are gonna go Joe Alt. Next up, we have the Falcons.
Yeah.
With the eighth overall pick. Ryan, what do you have for us?
All right, well, during the offseason, of course, they added Kirk Cousins, and they have a lot of offensive weapons, even though Arthur Smith did not want to use them during the season, including Bijan Robinson,
Kirk
Kyle
O'Chain.
Pitts, Drake London, all these people. So maybe the new coach can get Kirko to give these guys a ball. And so with all that offense, I think I'm going to draft the first defensive player in this draft, I think that they need a definite pass rusher down at the D-line to get some sacks because they were 30th, I think, last year in sacks on their team. And you could either go between Jared Verse from Florida State or Dallas Turner in Alabama, but I just feel Dallas Turner has the more pass rushing upside, so I'm going to go with Dallas Turner from Alabama.
And this is a very common pick. A lot of mock drafts we've seen Falcons, this is the first defensive player off the board. Whatever edge it is, Turner is often the pick there. I mean, he's nasty. He has good explosiveness right off the snap of the ball. He has a good second rush to whenever the quarterback's extending the play, he's still coming after you. Like, and he's a 4.42 40, I think.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's very nasty. I'm not going to lie. Me and I don't know who else I was. It was one of you. What were we talking about? We thought he was white. I thought Dallas Turner was a white man for months. And then I went to look at his draft profile, and I seen that I was wrong. And I was like, that was surprising. I was talking with somebody about that the other day. I can't remember who.
I don't think it was me.
But I thought it was one of y'all. I guess not.
Oh.
probably Eric.
Going at the best.
Yeah, Dallas Turner, I mean, he's a stud. Arguably DN1. You got a lot of guys you can compete for that. So we're moving on to the Bears. Once again... And once again, we have Wesley.
Yes, once again, the Chicago Bears.
We didn't do this on purpose, I promise. No.
Fortunately, Chicago Bears, I mean, I feel like this is kind of a big draft for them. They have two early picks. So I think they're going to go kind of offense and defense. They already have Caleb Williams that they got with the first overall. So with the 9th overall, I'm actually going with Liatu Latu.
I love that.
If he can still stay healthy, then he is definitely a top pick.
He is unbelievably talented, but he almost had to medically retire his junior year because he broke his neck. I mean, he tore the ACL. He has been through the ringer.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, he's without a doubt DN1 in this draft.
Oh yeah,
and that's
the only issue.
His skill level, like
first.
he has the ability to like go out and play the flats. He can. Pass rush with the best of them. Like, he is an all-around just monster. And if he can stay healthy, he is a Pro Bowler in the future. I promise you. I love that pick. Latu. Yeah. I thought they would address offense and defense with 1-9, so that kind of makes sense. So next up is the New York Jets. So you picked for the Giants earlier.
Yeah.
So I promise we did not do this.
Both New York teams right here. So we got Aaron Rodgers coming back, coming off a torn Achilles.
After that difficult season he had.
All four seconds. maybe. So I think they're going to go after a weapon for him, and they're going to get Brock Bowers out of Georgia right here.
I like that.
I've heard they want to get a receiver maybe, or I think Brock Bowers, obviously number one tight end prospect in the draft, they get him right here.
I mean Bowers is easily the number one tight end, but like,
maybe
if he doesn't get
time.
Injured, you're talking about like this is the greatest tight end prospect ever.
Yes.
And we thought that with Kyle Pitts, and Kyle Pitts had a kind of a sad start to
his career. He went to Atlanta, so
you can blame that on the coach.
RIP Arthur Smith's coaching career.
His first touchdown was in international waters. So
we're talking like Gronk or Travis Kelce.
This is literally like unbelievable. Probably the best prospect since Gronk.
Yeah,
Gronk was a second round pick, I think, and Bowers. Because of the injury scare, I think he can go anywhere in the first round, but he 1,000,000,000% has the talent to be a top 10 pick without a
100%.
Doubt. I could even see like LA taking him at 5. Like, I don't think that's out of the question.
No.
So now we move to 11. What was originally the Vikings, now the New England Patriots. Now we have some decisions to make because if they're not getting a quarterback, actually.
I have a feeling where you're going with this.
You know what?
Changing his mind.
I think I am going to change my mind.
Is he going to trade again?
Yeah, we talked.
Is he going to trade again?
We talked about that Michigan kid, and I think.
What are you talking about?
I think with the 11th pick, the New England Patriots are going to select J.J. McCarthy.
They need a quarterback.
They do.
They do.
What are you talking about? Bailey Zappi is not the guy. And
they need a lot of things.
I mean, there's rumors that is very true. It's going to be no matter. Who's the quarterback in New England this year? They're going to have a rough year. but, I mean, I do not think J.J. McCarthy is a first-round guy at all. Scouts do. GMs do. Good for them. They're wrong. Patriots have been linked to McCarthy. Replace their generational Tom Brady and Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones. They're going to keep that tradition going. He's sneaky athletic. He has good short accuracy.
He's a winner.
He's a winner. First in, last out. I mean, high motor. Plays the game the right way. I mean, but as far as NFL success, I don't really know that's coming. But we'll see, I guess. I mean, J.J. McCarthy, 11th overall. And moving on to next, we have the Broncos at 12. Ryan?
Broncos, with them, there's... many different ways where you can go with this. Like with Sean Payton and his whole rebuilding
of
the team.
They need a lot.
They need a lot. And of course, there is a chance that they could trade up and go get a quarterback. But with all that Russell Wilson trade and all that stuff, they kind of have like no draft capital in the future. So it's pretty hard to trade up and go get a quarterback. So I don't know. It just depends on what their GM is thinking.
The Seahawks fleece is one of the best of all time.
So I think they're just sitting there waiting and seeing who the best offensive player available is at that moment in time.
That's valid.
So to get Jarrett Stidman a weapon, I'm going to go with Ryan Thomas Jr., wide receiver from LSU.
Whoa. I hate that my LSU guy is going to be catching passes from Jarrett Stidham, but that's a little, I'm not going to say it's a reach because he definitely has talent. And watching all the games last year, like, we saw he was the third-team All-American. Like, he had the stuff to be a wide receiver one. It's just Malik Nabers was also on the team.
Yeah.
He really got overshadowed.
He is definitely, like, a number of teams could have picked him in hopes to be the wide receiver one. I really like that. Jerry Jeudy is out the door.
I still have Courtland Sutton there, but of course.
How many games has he played healthy?
I mean, he had a pretty healthy season last year.
He tore his ACL like two times already.
Yeah. Like, but they had Tim Patrick. He's torn his ACL two times.
Gotta love Tim Patrick, man. I really like that. I thought they might go quarterback. I thought you might go quarterback there. We would be reaching on anybody else this high, probably. But maybe later, maybe in the second round, they address it with some of the later round guys.
You do have Bo Nix sitting there, but that's...
Nix and Penix.
It's a bit of a reach at 12.
I wouldn't be surprised if somehow they made their way into the first round.
You could trade up from the second to the last few picks, or trade up in the second round to get him.
All right, so the... Las Vegas Raiders. Take away who are you selecting to join the police department?
The black hole.
This was a difficult one because the Raiders need everything. It's easy to find weaknesses. It's not very easy to find strengths with this team. We kind of talked about, like, now that you took J.J. McCarthy off the board. Penix and Nix, you're kind of...
Is this
a little too early? I don't think so. I think they're going to strengthen just the offense as a whole. And they're going to get Tyrese Fuaga.
Whoa, I like that. I like that. Oregon State guy. Not a lot of people know him. Casual fans, you're not going to know him.
Offensive lineman.
Not everyone respects the big boys. But he is one of the best run blockers in the league. I mean, he's guard and tackle. Our board has him listed as an interior offensive lineman, but he can play either. I think coming out of the draft, he's going to go guard just because he can be a pull guard and a lot of run plays. And the pass pro has some work to be done, but he is a monster of a big guy. Next up, the New Orleans Saints at 14.
So there's a lot of questions surrounding the New Orleans Saints right now. Are they going to go offense? Are they going to go defense? Here, I have them going offense. I have them picking the offensive tackle, Olu Fashanu, out of Penn State right here.
I think Olu kind of falls to 14, and the Saints would love to snatch that up.
Oh, absolutely.
Got to give Derek Carr some protection.
And I think Derek Carr, he's a decent quarterback. I don't know if he's a top-tier quarterback anymore. But
I mean, they have
what?
Chris Olave. They have Alvin Kamara. Michael Thomas is supposed to come back. He's supposed to have been doing that for like 2 years now.
Slant boy.
GTA 6 might come out.
Trevor Penning was a fail of a first-round pick a couple years ago, so they're going to try and fix that. Fashanu, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm surprised you went Fuaga over Fashanu because Fashanu is competing with Joe Alt for tackle number one. Like, he is good. Like, people have talked, like, he's focusing too much right now on the technique side of things and just needs to let instinct handle it. But you can coach that. Like, that's very, very fixable. And I think that's a great pick. So with the 15th pick, we're back to me, the Indianapolis Colts. Back-to-back O-linemen. I thought they might go O-line here. this is, I'm definitely looking at defense right now. We got some guys available. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would trade back. I think we're just looking at a best available player available situation. Because, like, they could use a lot of players. We're going to go ahead and take an edge rusher. We're going to go with Jared Verse from Florida State.
I like it.
Jared Verse is a very, very solid, like, he's a day one starter. He has a lot of upside. Do I think he's going to be, like, one of the best edge rushers in the league? No. But he's going to be very, very, very solid. He reminds me a lot of Rashawn Gary, elite run defending, and then has the ability to get loose on pass rush. And, like, the Colts could use that. I mean, you really can't go wrong with any of the guys at the top of the board right here. So, Indianapolis Colts, Jared Verse from Florida State, moving on to Seattle, home of 21-mile-an-hour Geno Smith. He was the fastest player at Seahawks OTAs. I saw that.
Yeah, it's because DK didn't show up. Yeah.
Typical DK. It's optional. Why would DK show up?
Voluntary.
I think DK made the team.
Seahawks, Wesley, take it away.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, it's me. I don't even know. Terrible host. I'm an awful host.
All right, so we have the Seattle Seahawks, as Big E said. I was eyeing Jared Verse still there on the board. He kind of stole it right there in front of me because he is the best edge available. And, of course, they need one, but they also need inside offensive line help. And so looking at him on the board, I think the Seattle Seahawks definitely would take him and really need some help, and that'll be Troy Fontenu from Washington.
Okay. I like that.
He's going to stay in the state he went to college to, and he's going to transition.
It'll make the fans happy. Yep. That's always a good marketing point. I like that pick. I mean, he was a mid to late first round guy. That's exactly where he went at 16, the beginning of the middle. Troy Fontenu is gone at 16. Moving on to 17. Now we have Wesley.
Yes.
And Jacksonville.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
What are you doing here? Because, like, there's a lot of options here.
I was a little surprised. They're looking for a cornerback, and there's a lot of corners available.
There's not a corner taken.
So I'm kind of just looking at the best available one. I'm going back and forth between these two right now.
It's kind of just whoever you feel like is.
I think I'm going with Terrion Arnold from Alabama.
Solid.
There you go.
Big SEC school.
1A, 1B, 1C for the cornerback room. Like you can't go wrong.
They might go off the board here.
You're kind of thinking Quinion Mitchell maybe, but sometimes, you know, group of five in the
match.
Hadn't
played at really a big level.
You never really know.
Not everyone appreciates the match.
It worked for Sauce Gardner coming out of a group of five conference there, but I mean, SEC.
Now Big 12 powerhouse Cincinnati.
now Big 12 powerhouse, but it's the SEC that the brand alone helps draft stock.
He guarded Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. And then all those guys.
He's pro ready, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you really can't go wrong with any of the corners at the top of the draft there.
For sure.
Now we have 2021 Super Bowl runner-up, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes.
Joe Shiesty. Who are you adding to his team, Clay?
Okay, so they could go a lot of directions here. Obviously, they signed T. Higgins to a franchise tag. Is he going to sign a long-term deal? We don't know. Yeah. They could go receiver. I don't know. But they also lost DJ Reader, obviously. So I think to replace DJ Reader, they go and get Byron Murphy out of Texas.
Come on. I like it. All right, love it. And Murphy is like, he's I think, has become D-tackle number one after pro days and scouts and everything. He's a little small, just a little. Guess who else is small? Aaron Donald. And he's the greatest D-tackle ever. Arguably the greatest defensive player ever. We'll talk about that in another episode.
JJ Watt's pretty dang good.
I mean, he's going right around where he's on the PFF.
Yeah, course. like he's 17. 17. Overall, even at 18. Yeah, that's valid.
I mean, the loss of DJ Reader is pretty big. You got to fill in that role.
That's fair, and they
could go the receiver route, maybe.
I think they end up getting Higgins back, and then I think no matter what, they go trenches. Which side?
This one could go.
That's the question.
They could also go corner.
Yeah, like the Bengals considered like they have a lot of needs considering, like, they're a good team. Like, the only reason they're this low in the draft is because Joe Shiesty got hurt.
And later in the draft, probably going to go running back without Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon
got to replace, the new Texans running back. I know you guys are happier about that.
Yeah.
I loved, who's the kid out of Florida? Your older
Damian brother. Pierce.
Damian Pierce, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Like, he didn't have a good second year. I guess the change of offense, the sophomore slump.
Devin Singletary.
The change of Lovie Smith running the team really, I guess, affected him.
I guess he just doesn't like D'Amico.
I had Devin Singletary on my fantasy team every year for like 5 years. And one year I finally decided not to do it. And what does he do? We go to the Houston.
Well, now he went to the Giants. He's going to run all over the Cowboys.
Okay.
He might. We're missing like 8 starters. I don't know.
They're all, and half of them are on Washington right now.
All right. So is it me now? Yeah.
Yes. It is.
The Rams, the team who beat the Bengals in the 2021 Super Bowl.
Seems like ages ago.
It's so long ago. Jesus. And now without Aaron Donald, this would have been a perfect spot to take Murphy. Now that I think about it.
He's off the board.
What do they do? My clock's ticking.
Yep. You're on the clock.
Yeah.
Anyone got the Jeopardy music to play right now?
I think we're going to go best player available. I think we're going to go best player available again. Address the defensive side of the ball. Quinyon Mitchell, corner from Toledo.
There you go.
Yeah. He is the closest thing, I think, to Devon Witherspoon, who was the number one quarterback out of last year's draft and has all the talent in the world. Ball hawking, man press. Like, you name it, he can do it. Very, very few weaknesses. And any team that gets him is going to get an arguable CB1 out the gate.
For sure.
So
second corner off the
board. And he really showed out in the senior day type deal in college.
Yep.
That's where he flew up on the boards.
So quickly, the corners are falling off the board.
They do. We didn't take any, and now we got.
Now they're
two within three picks.
Yes.
So then we move on to the City of Steel. The Pittsburgh Steelers and Ryan selecting 20th.
All right, with the Steelers and their offseason moves of getting a quarterback Russell Wilson and the running back Justin Fields, if you want to call him that. I don't know, maybe that's what they plan on doing. You never know. Because Najee's not looking too hot. So
I'll take Justin Fields becomes the quarterback before the end of the year. Just saying. Should have kept him in Chicago.
Probably.
We want his jersey retired.
They're getting Caleb Williams. So I think
Chicago fans started a petition to retire Justin Fields as number one. I swear.
He's an MVP candidate. All right?
MVP candidate.
He was the hot take MVP candidate before the year started.
He had the fourth favorite odds for last year. Okay, so.
Okay. So with the Steelers, they're pretty known for their defense, and they have a lot of defense on the side of the ball. But offense, I feel like they got Broderick Jones last year as their tackle, and so they really need to add help to him. And I feel like they need a center to really control the offensive line and no ball. So I'm going to give them Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon.
Big O.
Best center
in the draft. Right up there with Tyler Linderbaum. Linderbaum was a projected like top 15 pick at one point a couple years ago. The draft with Sauce and staying on them.
Oh, yeah.
And like he fell down to the end of the first round. The Ravens got him, and he's one of the best centers in the league. I think picking up here at 20 is like that's a great pick. He actually has at a dive bar in Oregon. They named a burger after him, and like they did like an interview with him eating the burger, doing his like draft interview. It was great. I like him. I mean, he's could go guard or center. You can put him wherever you need him.
He can play a lot of.
He's
places.
A great leader. He was a team captain, so probably will be at center.
They need somebody to protect Russell.
Yeah, they're really missing the Pouncey twins. Right
now.
Yeah. So 21. Before we get to 21, I do want to give an appreciation to Laterna University for letting us use this studio. This is theirs. This won't be a recurring thing. I apologize, Stangham. We're all students at Laterna, the Christian Polytechnic University. So big appreciation to the team, the marketing team here for letting us use it. Go check out their YouTube. After you finish our podcast, and go check out all the great things that they're doing. So, 21, we're now at the back half of the draft. Miami Dolphins, Mr. Wesley on the clock.
Miami Dolphins, I'm really upset about your Jackson Power Johnson pick because I was definitely going to go for him. They need some offensive line help. Yeah. So I guess I'm just going to have to go with the best offensive lineman available. It might be Graham Barton from Duke.
Graham Barton is guard, pure guard, number one. Yeah. That is 100% true. I didn't know he may fall to the second round, but he has first round talent just because, like, this draft class is amazing. So, like, any other year, he's a no-doubt first-rounder, and I think, without a doubt, it would be a steal if they got him in the first round, just considering how much talent there is. Okay. So, Miami at 21 go guard, and now we're at Philly. Our arch rivals.
Yeah. Yes.
Take it away. You have picked for every other team much, except the Cowboys.
Yes. I'm not picking the Cowboys. Shocker.
Womp womp.
Philadelphia Eagles. So, I feel like they go to the defensive side of the ball here. I know they sign C.J. Gardner-Johnson at the reunion, but he's aging. James Bradbury's aging. Debo Samuel thinks he's trash. But I think – where do they go here? I believe they're going to go corner right here and go get Kool-Aid McKinstry.
No. Kool-Aid.
Yes.
The downfall needs to be studied because he was like a surefire top 10 pick, and then like draft or the combine came and went, and then pro day came and went, and then he fell to like CB3, CB4. The downfall needs to be studied. Like it's simple. But he is still one, like a first round talent. Like he's 1000% going day one. Like he is maybe has the ability to do CB1s because Terrion Arnold did that, or wide receiver ones, excuse me. Terrion Arnold, that was his job, and so. Kool-Aid in this past year, like, was guarding a lot of second guys. So we'll see how he does against if he can be a first guy in the NFL. I don't know. Boundary corner. He can definitely be a boundary corner, but just nah,
If Arnold falls right here, I feel like Eagles will take him. But
oh, yeah. 100%.
Best available right here for defensive side of the ball.
Definitely first off the board in the name category with Kool-Aid and McKinstry.
All time. Absolutely. All time name team. First overall pick, Kool-Aid and McKinstry, without a doubt. So now we get to me. We're back with New England, the Vikings.
Do they stay here or they trade?
I don't know.
No, they really need some help.
They need a lot of it.
Don't know. Do any of you guys have a player you want to jump up and steal? Hey.
With my picks, I'm chilling.
Mm. Oh. You know, the teams I have, I don't really have any.
They have a lot of needs. I mean, I think... Here, they're going to look for a receiver.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to go get Keon Coleman from Florida State to New England.
Look at him. I like that pick.
Keon, during the season, torched LSU. In the first game of the year that we played in Tallahassee or wherever it was, the neutral site game. we played against Florida State. And one of their undefeated 13 wins. Maybe should have gotten to in the playoffs. Maybe.
No,
I'll stand on that hill.
Wesley, dying on that hill.
I think the choice was right, and they, but that's an argument for a different.
We'll talk about that.
That's another episode. So JJ McCarthy and Keon Coleman pairing up in New England.
That is
the next time.
I don't think those guys will
Moss.
Ever be in the same room if they don't get drafted together. Yeah. I mean, it's they don't have really a wide receiver one.
No.
Do they?
Not really. Juju.
I mean,
don't look
Coleman's
at
good.
Kids.
Like, he has capabilities to be wide receiver one. He kind of fell because, like, his work ethic is very questioned. Like, his off-the-field stuff, he's dealt with some things. He's actually from Opelousas Catholic. That's, like, 3 hours from where I grew up. So I've seen – he averaged a triple-double his senior year and put up, like, 3 40-point triple doubles. Like he was crazy in basketball. He started at Michigan State playing basketball and football, and then he was gonna play basketball this year for Florida State until he went off in football and made himself a first round pick. So, yeah, Keon Coleman,
yes.
Followed by Ryan picking for the America's team, Dallas Cowboys.
Of course, you can see I'm repping the new America's team.
Okay, all right.
The Houston Texans.
We're still all in over here.
Of course, we're waiting for these Cowboys fans to jump on the bandwagon. Shout out to all the Cowboys fans out there that are really going
it's
through
like 80% of our
with
listeners.
That.
Ethan, what are we going to tell them?
I'm going to help out the Cowboys a little bit because, of course, they had barely any free agent signings this year.
About?
They really brought back the long snapper. It really helps the team out.
Game changing.
Really, really
game
good changing. Chemistry in the locker room.
The intangibles.
And so, but of course, with Dak at your quarterback, you need to really protect him. So I'm going with the best offensive lineman available, and that'll be J.C. Latham from Alabama.
If J.C. Latham falls to us at 24, I will be a very, very
to
happy
replace
man.
Tyrone Smith because, of course, they need it.
R.I.P. man.
Do Jets. Cowboys always pick best available?
No, they don't.
We kind of, I mean.
Well, last year
kinda
you kind of
do. We did with CD. We did with, we reached on Smith, Tyler Smith. And
last
he
year,
good.
Last year y'all
we
went position pick and it did not
did
work.
We take last year?
Mozzie Smith.
Oh, yeah. That didn't work out.
Yeah. Sophomore year incoming.
If J.C. Latham falls to us, because like that's a position pick and the best player available. I think that probably is the best player available right now.
When we lost multiple offensive linemen guys.
Yes. The y'all's center, y'all's tackle.
We don't
y'all's
have to talk about it.
It's still a soft spot right now.
No, I would love it if we got Latham. Do you agree on that?
Absolutely. On that
who are you guys taking in the first round?
Oh,
you don't have a first round pick.
We don't need a first round pick.
We basically
used the first round pick.
I don't know any familiar names.
We basically used our first round pick for Stephon Diggs as
a
some of y'all made it. Hey,
apparently
D'Amico is going to change it.
Okay. All right. So next year we have 25. The Packers
are
picking for the team who beat the Cowboys in the playoffs. First seven seed. Shut up.
Pick six day.
First seven seed ever to win the NFL playoffs. Who are you adding to that Jordan Love led team?
I don't know, the Packers are a strange team.
They are. They're so.
They shouldn't be as good as they are.
They might even pick Jordan Love's backup like, right now.
Yeah.
This
so,
is just how they are.
No. From what I can tell, they're looking for defense for the most part.
That's what they've done the last 20 years.
Yeah, that's what they've done. It seems to be, if an ant broke, don't fix it. With the 25th overall pick, they're going to pick Cooper DeJean.
I like that.
Ooh,
I like that.
Say what you will about Iowa's offense. They have a good defense every year. So
he really does look like a Packer.
And DeJean is like, I don't think he's a pure corner, like boundary corner.
He can play anywhere.
But he is everything else. Like you can question, like, will he hold up on the boundary? I don't know. But everywhere else, box safety, high safety, slot, every single other position.
He can play offense too.
They
lined up at receiver a few games too. Iowa needed all the help they can get.
I don't think anybody on Iowa's offense.
He is a punt returner and a kick returner also.
Yeah, that adds to then you don't have to worry about your star wide receivers returning the star Dobbs.
Yeah.
Returning the ball, Christian Watkins. I like that pick. I think that's solid. So I've made like four or five mocks. For some reason, I have DeJean going to the Steelers in every single one of them, unintentionally. And a couple years ago with Chris Olave, unintentionally, I had him going to the Saints every single time. And then the Saints traded up and drafted him. So I'm just saying,
well,
it might happen.
Somebody with the Steelers already picked somebody else, so.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
All right, Clay, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Clay?
Tampa Bay Clay.
Like
Clay.
No.
We'll see if it catches later. I don't know. Maybe
rolls off the tongue.
It does. I like it.
Well, they got their quarterback, Baker Mayfield, so he needs some help.
He does need some help. I think he does need some protection, in fact. So, where am I going to go here? I'm going to go with Zach Frazier out of West Virginia for some offensive line help right here for Baker Mayfield.
Whoa.
He needs offensive line.
That's a surprise.
He needs some protection right here.
It's not a bad pick. I mean, how bad can you go with a guard? Like, you're not really changing the game.
They did just lose Ryan Jensen their center who just retired.
Clay knowing about the big boys, you gotta love him.
I mean, if Power Johnson falls here, they would probably take him. But I got them going.
That's fair.
Frazier out of West Virginia.
Cardinals. I'm picking now 27th for Arizona. They've already gone with Maserati Marv. Do they address the offense or do they address defense? I kind of like how we've done with the people with two picks, like going one both sides of the ball. So I think I'm going to go ahead and take my favorite player in this draft, Chop Robinson, DN from Penn State. He has been on my radar for a couple years now. D1 name, one of the best names in the draft, Chop Robinson, fire. And he's boom or bust, and I think it's more towards boom. He's still a little raw, but he's just so explosive and just gets inside and penetrates the interior he's got all the traits. He just needs to get his finesse down, and I think that is a coachable trait. So definitely going to go with Chop Robinson. Moving on to the Bills at 28. You going to address that wide receiver?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, my team stole their number one receiver from Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs.
Who's their number one receiver now?
Is it they signed Curtis Samuel, I'm pretty sure.
So. Oh, my money's on Buffalo.
Curtis.
So I think that's their number one guy because Gabe Davis left them and went to Jacksonville.
Womp womp.
Yep. So they need a receiver, and at this point in the draft, you can really go a lot of different places. And going to go with one of Clayton's guys here. I think that off of the combine, off of the pro day, uh-oh, I think he's pretty good. And I'm not going towards the speed route. I'm going for the A.D. Mitchell.
I like it. I love it.
I think he's going to be pretty good coming off of his combine, coming off of all his pro days and things like that. He's pretty daggum good. He got outshined by Xavier Worthy's speed.
I was just about to say, yeah. People talk so much about Xavier's pro day because he broke the 20 or the 40 time record, and he had good measurables or whatever. Like AD had a great combine. He ran a 4.35. Like he was just outshadowed. That sucks. But I mean, they both two very different players. But like
absolutely
same hand, like both can change your offense. And the fact that he's not a higher viewed in like GM's eyes is kind of surprising to me, but he has wide receiver one potential.
I mean, I think his game translates more to the NFL than Xavier Worthy personally.
Yes. I mean, with Josh Allen as your quarterback, it's going to make you better.
Worthy's kind of small.
Well, without a doubt, like you can't go wrong if you have QB3 overall in the league, maybe 3 or 4 throwing passes to you. So now we have 29, and we're all about to make our final picks. Wesley picking for everyone's favorite city, Detroit.
Detroit Lions.
The Lions coming off their best year in
so
50 years.
Years.
What are you going to do to fix the team and push them over the edge to get to the
fix
Super Bowl?
Team? This team's very good.
You're right.
It's a very good team. Any one of these picks, I think it's just an improvement from them. So they need some help in the secondary. Kind of looking at some guys. And I think I've settled on just the best available one. They're looking for a safety, and that's going to be Tyler Newbin.
Solid.
From Minnesota.
Solid.
I like it.
That's exactly what he is solid. Yeah. Like that's help. I mean, you can't go wrong with adding depth to your secondary. We're out of the superstar range of prospects. I don't think these guys are all going to be Pro Bowlers, but like, that's a solid addition to your team. I could see Noob and I could see Kitchens go there. Like
first safety off the board, safeties. By the way.
It is. Not an amazing safety draft or safety class, but like we're gonna see a lot on day two, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where they come.
It's a lot like not high end talent, but a lot of solid talent.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So now moving on to the Ravens at 30. Unanimous MVP, Lamar Jackson added the great Derrick Henry.
Yes.
I think they can just run the read option every play and win the
Super
Bowl.
That's scary.
And
linebackers everywhere, beware.
who you got for Baltimore?
So for Baltimore, I have them going defensive side of the ball. I mean, last year they struggled a little bit at corner. I mean, they lost Ronald Darby, who was their best corner, I think. So right here, I had them picking Nate Wiggins out of Clemson.
Solid.
Corner.
Solid. And Wiggins would be – graded a lot higher if he didn't get hurt at the combine. So you're really banking on like him to be healthy, and then you're getting a top 20 pick in talent. Like he is very, very solid and guarded the best wide receiver in the ACC. There you go. Every time. Like he's very solid. He's kind of zone dependent, which is maybe it's gonna be schemey. The Ravens are gonna have to hope he matches into the scheme, but he's the best zone corner in this draft, without a doubt.
He's also joining a very good defense as well.
Very, very true. I mean,
a lot of people to learn from.
They have a lot of stars on that team. And then the secondary, I mean, you got Kyle Hamilton, who's burst into a star last year. Patrick Queen moved on to the Steelers, right?
Yes, the Steelers.
So, I mean, but the front seven is just crazy. And
they got Matt Ebuke back, and they still have Roquan
John Harbaugh is a great head coach to play under. So, final two picks now.
The Niners.
The 49ers, Super Bowl runner-up. They were supposed to be the ones to stop us from seeing Mahomes win another Super Bowl, and they couldn't get the job done.
Who are you going to get them to help out? The franchise quarterback, Brock Purdy, the field general of our era.
The former Mr. Irrelevant.
Mr. Relevant now. That's tough. They don't like they're like the Ravens and the Lions. Like they don't have a ton of weaknesses. No. And
they need something to get them over the hump.
You can't go wrong here. But I think I'm going to beef up their defensive line. I'm going to take the best prospect available as well and go Jerzon Newton, the deep tackle from Illinois. He's the 20th graded PFF prospect. So like he has the talent. His arms are a little short, and that's the number one biggest if in drafts is we don't love drafting deep tackles with short arms. You know, all said short arms?
Aaron Donald.
So, I mean,
he could bench 500 pounds with them short arms. That's so ridiculous.
But I like Johnny Newton. I mean, he's a highlight tape at Illinois. The only good thing I think they had going for him last year.
Yeah, I think it's like best available right here for San Francisco.
So. For sure. I mean, you can go interior line here, maybe take Cooper Beebe. But, I mean, you can't go wrong with somewhere in the trenches here. And with our final pick in the first round, Ryan's going to close us out for the Super Bowl, back-to-back Super Bowl defending champions, the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, with the Kansas City Chiefs, it was definitely one of those teams where you really don't know exactly who they're looking at, where they're going. They could just surprise you in any other way. But, of course, everybody talks about it. Patrick Mahomes, he could be the next GOAT, but he has no help other than Travis Kelce, basically. And
no longer has Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Due to his situation.
His standout wide receiver one last year, Rashee Rice, is
doing other things.
Eight felony charges against him as of right now.
Poor guy.
So to help them out, which they did get Hollywood Brown, so it really helps out in the receiving room. And of course, a lot of people think that Xavier Worthy is going to go to them with his speed, but I think I look at this guy and I see Chief, a big Chief, and that is Ladd McConkey from Georgia, the receiver. He can play in the middle, on the outside, wherever you need him. And of course, with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback,
it's gonna make you better.
He's gonna be probably a Pro Bowler anytime soon, just because Patrick Mahomes is quarterback.
McConkey and Rice are like kind of similar players, to be fair, and like
he plays the game the right way.
Sneaky athletic,
got all the intangibles.
Kind of a surprise pick here.
Yep. I'm going to ride in the street if Ladd McConkey is picked in the first round. I think that's a solid pick.
There's also not a ton of wide receivers left on the board
right
now. I mean, obviously you got Xavier Worthy.
Because you have Xavier Worthy, he has the speed. But as Clayton, the Texas fan over here, knows, there's a lot of times when you watch him on Saturdays, Xavier Worthy drops that long ball pass. And, of this course,
didn't drop it against Alabama, though.
I think UT. What happened?
What happened in the national championship semifinals?
Y'all played Alabama in the national championship?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so. I think that's a solid pick. If Ladd McConkey gets picked here instead of Xavier Worthy, UT Twitter is going to riot.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm not looking forward to that.
They're an active bunch.
But I think that about wraps it up. I think it was a solid. I think we did a good job, guys. Good.
Yeah.
So to everyone listening, we greatly appreciate you tuning in.
Definitely a big thanks for watching.
Absolutely. We love you guys, every one of you listening, watching, all of that. Once again, thank you to Letourneau for letting us use their awesome studio here. Maybe we can come back here in the future, see our beautiful faces once again. But that's going to do it for us here today and Beyond the Scoreboard. In a world where everyone just wants to look at the stat sheets and the standings, we're here to take you beyond the scoreboard. I'm Big E. See you later.